have your Bible, and I want to follow along with that, I believe, first chapter. This is the Apostle Paul speaking in his life. And he does so without any kind of inclination toward being pompous or too proud. But he says, though others might have confidence in the flesh, verse 4, if any man thinketh he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law of Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is of the law, blameless, that I might. But all things were gained to me, those I count but loss, for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, do count them but dung that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection. Not as though I had already attained, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Beloved, hear him now carefully. I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind and reaching forth to the things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be thus minded, be perfect. And if anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal this unto you. I was asked on one occasion to give my favorite passage of Scripture, because the lady who was going to do it was a calligrapher, made fancy writing. She said, I want to write a calligraphy of your favorite verse. I'll frame it for you before the meeting is concluded. She was shocked when I told her what it was. My favorite passage in the New Testament is, I press. She made it and it sits on my desk to this day. That's what we all have to look forward to, is the pressing. I want to say something to you people. And as long as you live, I want you to remember this. I want you to open the folds of your memory right now. And open up so that I can make a little passage into the folds of your memory that will be indelibly placed there and you will never forget it. You are important. You are absolutely essential. What Brother Rouse and the others are trying to do for you is absolutely essential as well. We must press because of Jesus Christ. It can't be done lackadaisically. It can't be done without any purpose. We have to be dedicated to this cause. We have to be willing to put everything behind us and put everything in focus. The Apostle Paul, if he be the Hebrew writer, said, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and run with patience the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the death of the cross and is set down at the right hand of the Father on high. We must have that attitude. The Apostle Paul was a great man, but he was no greater than you are. He was no better than you are. He was no different than you are. He had to press toward the mark. And that's what we have to do. So I want you to do me a favor and put in your mind from now on that you'll remember, I press. Not what Brother Bowman said, but what Brother Paul said. I press toward the mark. I press for the prize of the high calling. I press toward that which has got substance and quality to it. That which is measurable in its substance, that which the quality of which is insurpassable and wonderfully valuable to us. So do me that joy. Can you do that tonight? Just look in your mind when you go to bed tonight and say, I press. And every time in your life when you come into some kind of a problem, you get your book out and you go to that passage and you say, I press. This is where I'm going to start. And then I'll make everything worth it. I'm going to tell you something, folks. You are so important. You have no idea how important you are. And if you did, you'd probably be pompous about it. You'd be conceited about it because you don't know your value. The fact of the matter is, we're facing a world that is saturated with subjectivism, where there's no outside authority to look to. We're immersed in a cult of postmodern thinking. We're immersed in a quagmire of youthfulness. Everything's about being young. That's really important, and I know it is. But all of that is relatively unimportant when it's laid along the side of the things of God. We need to make those first in our lives. So I press. Make it something that really means something to you. And if you can, take your 3x5 little card and fold it in half so it'll stand up like a triangle there. And just write I press on one side of it. And set it on your desk. It sits on my desk every day I look at it. And it has stood me in good stead. Let me say something to you. It's all about doing what God wants us to do. It's all about growing up into Him in all things. It's all about counting everything but refuge, except that thing which is vital and important. It's all about going to heaven. Doesn't seem that close to you right now, but it will. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing His mercy and His grace. Thank Thee for the day and its blessings. Please, Lord, help us to press toward the prize for the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.